I decree and declare over your life that that which you need to step into the next phase of your life is released and unleashed over this meeting tonight. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that the strange wind of God, the wind that carries men into their destiny, the wind of God that moves people into their place in glory, God will send that wind in our direction. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now let's pray one prayer and then we get to see how God will lead us. Revelation chapter number 12, verse 13 to 14. Revelation chapter number 12, verse 13 to verse number 14. The Bible says, and when the dragon saw that he was cast onto the earth, he persecuted the woman. Part of the reasons why women gather to pray and why women should pray is because they are a threat to the agenda of hell. They are, number one, they are womb carriers through which God, even God, would not have been able to deliver his only son without a womb that in there to rent. So the devil is about women, more importantly, because they are womb carriers. They are carriers. They are instruments in God's hand wherewith God hides things that he wants to bat on the earth realm. There is something about women that is attractive to God, and whatever catches the attention of God also catches the attention of the devil. So we saw here that the woman came to persecute the woman which had brought forth the man child. Now, this is where I'm going, verse number 14. It doesn't really matter what the devil is doing. Devil has always been devil from day one and is not going to change. But there is something in between what the devil is doing and where God is taking destinies to. In verse number 14, and to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness, into a place where she is nourished for a time. And time, and have a time from the face of the serpent. So it doesn't matter what the serpent is doing. There is something that when that thing is available, what the serpent is doing is a waste of energy. Because we don't trade on the same realm. The serpent can only trade on the space called heart, on the surface. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle to fly. To fly above and ahead, higher than where the serpent can operate. So it is not really about what the enemy is doing. It's about what is working inside of you. It's about what is on your head. It's about what is supplied to you. It's about what is loaded inside of you. That's what God has sent me to come do here tonight. That some of you are about to receive as this woman, two wings of a great eagle to fly. There is a place for you. The battle has been severed and strong, but there is a place for you. Something is missing. What is that thing missing that is holding you in the spot where you ought to have gone further from? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, tonight there shall be a release. In the name of Jesus. That is what empowerment is about. The woman was empowered to get to a space where the operations of the serpent can no longer function. The woman received an empowerment, a divine inoculation, a divine investment. It was given to her. She didn't run for it. It was given to her so that she can fly. So she could fly, but she has not been able to fly until she was empowered to fly. I've come tonight to agree in prayer with somebody in the name of Jesus. Whatever is missing that is making you to be experiencing the frustration and the insult you are facing, that in the name of Jesus Christ, God will bring that supply. Heaven will bring that provision. Let's lift up our voice and pray this one prayer. Lord, what do I need to get to the place where you are prepared for me? He said to fly to a place that has been prepared for her, a place where she shall be nourished, a place that is prepared for her. There is something that is needed. What is it that I need? For this woman, it was 2 minutes of a great ego. So somebody, something that you need that can only be produced by heaven to get you to your place of destiny fulfillment, to make you to fly to your own destination. Let's go ahead and pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, everything I need to take me to my place prepared for me, to launch me ahead and forward. In the name of Jesus, I place a demand for the release of it tonight. I place a demand for my own two wings of a great eagle. My own two wings of a great eagle to fly, to fly. Eke sata makalabahaza. E sinre ke parudi sunahaya. Jagabrakoto paria. Iskatelemetombiriaga. E tunde hikata. In the name of Jesus Christ, what do you need? What do you need? What do I need, oh God? What do I need that can be dispatched from heaven to take me to my own height, to get me to the place of you have prepared for me, to put me ahead in destiny? Katoso karabataza. As a woman, what is that thing? My own two wings of a great ego. Jaka paraka sotoria. Enze so raketa akori matana mina hoza. Ezagete e prakatoria. Mesebra kapataza. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Two wings of a great ego for her to fly. And when that was supplied, she flew to a place. Bible call it a place. There is a place for you in destiny. I pray for you tonight. Whatever is keeping you in a place where you don't belong anymore, you are more than this. You ought to have moved higher and forward. But something is missing. I pray that God will release that missing link, that missing supply, that two wings of a great eagle for you, for your assignment, your ministry, your career, your destiny, in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say louder amen if you believe. Oh, glory to God. Now, let's go into the word, and then there are so many things that God is going to be releasing to us tonight. But I want you to understand that you have not just come to waste time. We have come for an ignition. Tonight, the theme of this revival is the empowered woman. The empowered woman. I'm going to take my bearing from Numbers 27. To some of you, this might look like, oh, was this in the Bible? To some of you, you probably have read this. But God wants to speak to us from here. Numbers chapter number 27. Verse number 1-6, the empowered woman. Numbers 27, verse 1-6. The Bible says that then came the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Ephah, the son of Gilead, the son of Micah, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. And these are the names of his daughters. So these are women. Mahla, Noah, Ogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. There are five daughters of the man called Zelophehad. Verse number 2. And they stood before Moses and before Eleazar the priest and before the princes and all the congregation by the door of the tabernacle of congregation saying, verse 3, very important, pay attention to that. Our father died in the wilderness, and he was not in the company of them that gathered themselves together against the Lord, in the company of Korah, but he died of his own sin, but he had no sons. Verse 4, why should the name of our father be done away from among his family? Because he had no son. Give unto us, therefore, a possession, my God, among the brethren of our father. And Moses brought their cause before the Lord. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, verse 7, the daughters of Zelophehad, they speak right. Thou shalt give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren, and they shall cause the inheritance of their father to pass unto them. May the Lord bless his word. Now, for the purpose of context, this story is about a rule. The rule made by God to man, handed over to Moses, is that if a man dies and he has no son, his inheritance is not to be given to the daughters. The inheritance should be given to his relatives or just distributed. So in that law, there is a restriction, there is a restraint that the daughters of a man that has no son is more or less like they cannot take what belongs to their father. And this rule has been in existence for ages. But here we find five women that something entered into them. Something was working inside of them. they had collided with some kind of insight that made them to challenge the status quo. So they came to Moses and said, Moses, sir, we respect you and we respect what God has said to you, but we are under an intoxication of a spiritual force and we believe that something can be done. And then they spoke to Moses. I love Moses because if it were to be in the traditional African culture, Moses would have acted like any of the elders and said, who are you to come and challenge my authority? So, but Moses was a leader that has listened here, and he understood that when matter is beyond me, let me take it to God. Look at what I discovered. Then Moses took the matter to the Lord, and God said to Moses, these women are right, my God. I told myself God made the law, but something was working in these women. They were called daughters of Zarephath, and they were able to turn God's mind around on a matter that God has given the verdict upon. And Moses said, and God said to Moses, now from today, we change that rule. We alter that order, that if a man dies and he has no son, henceforth, let the inheritance of that man be transferred to the daughter. Oh, women of God, I want you to understand what we just read. So something can work in the life of a woman or a person that makes them come to a place where they begin to change status quo. They begin to alter things that have been in existence. They begin to break limits. They begin to set standards. I want you to understand this thing is called empowerment. There must have been something these women had seen. There must have been something they had thought about. There must have been something that is working inside of them. There must have been something that is working on them that made them believe that what others have accepted, we can change it. Ladies, I want you to understand God has brought you into a phase by the reason of the empowerment coming upon your life. What has become a status quo in the family where you have come out of, you are about breaking the status quo because they didn't just do this thing. They came under an influence. They came under an empowerment. They came under a collision with certain power and insight. Something is coming upon you that what others have accepted as a norm, as a faith. But you mentioned the family one year because you got an allegiance at 41 my cool and when we are called local one no more. No, something must change because when you collide with power, things don't continue like that again. The daughters of Zarephath came to this place, and through them, other destinies began to take possession that they would never have taken if not that those daughters of Zarephath, they came under a power. I speak over your life today. The power to break family standard. The power. Something is coming upon your life that will make you change the order of things that have been contrary in your life, in your family, in your lineage, in the ministry, in life, in the name of Jesus. Receive that divine empowerment in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me and listen well. In life, the height of your attainment is traceable to the depth of your empowerment. There are things you will never attain until you have received the empowerment necessary to attain it. There are results you will never get until you have collided with the empowerment necessary to command such a result. Your attainment is connected to your empowerment. What it looks as if you have not been able to do now does not mean that you cannot do it. You only lack what it takes to do it. You cannot rise higher in life, beyond and above the level to which you are empowered. It is your empowerment that determines what you can withstand and what can withstand you. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 20. Ephesians 3 verse number 20. I want you to let God speak to you. The Bible says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or we can think, according to the power that is at work in us. It is according to the power that is at work in us. So the power at work in us is what determines what will work for us, my God. The power at work in us is what defines what will work against us. It is the power at work in us. So if we are not empowered, we cannot command certain dimensions of exploit. That is, to lack empowerment is to be limited in results. To lack empowerment is to be limited in exploit. Daniel 11:32b, the Bible says, but the people that do know their God, they shall be strong. That word strong there is empowered. They shall be influenced. They shall be equipped. They shall be invigorated. They shall be empowered, and they will do exploits. So what you do and what you cannot do is connected to the power that is at work in you. I want to say this to you today, that it is not enough to be a good woman. Thank God for good women. It's a great thing to be a good woman. But it is possible to be a good woman and be a broke good woman. It is possible to be a good woman and be a limited, resourceless good woman. You are good, but you have no goods, my God. It is not enough to be a good woman. It is important and essential to be an empowered woman. It is important that you are both good and empowered. Because where there is no result, there will be insult. And it is result that terminates insult. It doesn't matter how good you are. If your life is not producing fruits, you will just be a good for nothing. So you must understand that in the will of God, it is not just enough to be a good person. You have to be empowered, because it is the order of God. You can have good intention. You can have great dreams. You can have good visions, but if you lack the power to carry it out, you will just be there. You are good, but you cannot go further and become great. No wonder in Hebrews 11:31-35, the Bible says, by faith, faith now is an object of empowerment. Harlot, Rahab the harlot, she did not perish because when she received the spies with peace. And what shall I say more? For time will fail me to talk about Gideon, Barak. And now he now said something in verse number 35. He said, these men, they quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edges of the sword. Now, verse 35, now they mention the women. By faith, these women received their dead bodies raised back to life. In other words, they were empowered enough as women to say, no, our husbands cannot die. Our children cannot die. We are not going to accept no for an answer. It is empowerment that makes you to challenge what others have accepted. And the Bible says, through faith, women, they receive their dead back to life again. I pray for somebody. I don't know what the enemy has tampered with in your life, what the adversaries of life. Life has tampered with negatively. You will be empowered to reverse the order. In the name of Jesus, I speak life to every dead situation, every dead womb, dead career, dead spiritual life, every dead prayer life. I speak life to them right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the power of God resurrect every dead organ, dead womb, dead destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm praying for somebody specifically now. You have once seen good days. Things were working well until suddenly something happened and things began to slide backward. I'm sent to you tonight in the, oh my God, Ekaparusko Parandahaza. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I hear the word accelerate, accelerate, accelerate. I speak over your life that there shall be accelerate, acceleration. You will bounce back acceleratively. You will bounce back acceleratively. Your family bounces back in the name of Jesus. Woo! I pray every negative setback your life has been experiencing in your prayer life, in your commitment to God, the love you had for God, something is setting you behind. Lino supra ando caparia. I decree right now, in the name that is above every other name, negative setback right now, I remove them out of your path. You will bounce back again in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout amen like thunder. You will bounce back again. You will bounce back again. I hear God. You will bounce. Ay, 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 ay. The The women received their dead back to life. They were empowered. They were empowered. So the word empowered means to be equipped. Empowered means to be made strong in order to be able to do. Empowered means to be filled with what it takes to get what needs to be got, what needs to be done. To be empowered means to be equipped, to be energized, to be filled with the power necessary to command result, to be strengthened. So when we talk about the empowered women, I want to share four things with you. Who is the empowered women? Who can we categorize as someone that is an empowered woman? Number one, an empowered woman is a woman of the spirit and sense. A woman of the spirit, not just of the spirit and sense. They are not spiritual and foolish. No. No. An empowered woman is not someone that loves God but lacks wisdom. No. It's not complete. So when we talk about an empowered woman, an empowered woman is a woman of the spirit and sense. A woman of the spirit and sense. An empowered woman is spirit-filled woman. Because why? The channel of power is through the spirit. Thou shalt receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon thee. So the channel of power is the spirit. So an empowered woman, first and foremost, is a spirit-rooted woman, spirit-filled woman, spirit-connected woman, a woman that has taken and gained root in the spirit. Not just that they are called spiritual, but they exude spiritual results and spiritual fruits. A person of the spirit. It takes the force of the spirit to be empowered. It takes the force of the spirit to be empowered. Thou shalt receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon thee. Not only are they spiritual or spirit rooted, an empowered woman is also a woman with great sense. Sense is needed in life, sir. Sense is needed in life, ma'am. Now, we can replace sense here with wisdom. Wisdom sense. And we saw this in the Bible in the name of a woman called Abigail. Abigail was a woman that was not just filled with the spirit, but also filled with senses. There are many women like Abigail that had husbands that are foolish. But through her own spirit and sense, she was able to avert disaster in her household. 1 Samuel chapter number 25 and verse number 3. 1 Samuel 25 verse number 3. The Bible says, now the name of the man was Nabal. And the name of his wife was Abigail. And she was a woman of good understanding and of beautiful countenance. But the man was churlish and evil in his doings. And he was of the house of Caleb. Now, you know what happened in 1 Samuel 25 from verse number 1? You know, David and his disciples or servant came to a place. And then they requested that Nabal helped them with some, you know, just some food to sustain because they have defended his farm from the enemy. Now, Nabal made certain statements that manifested his foolishness. As a matter of fact, the meaning of his name is foolishness. So, you know, and then he told them that I'm not going to give anything to you. Who is David that I should give him my resources? And, you know, David was somehow on the other side of the spirit as well. And he sent his disciples, let us go and do something to Nabal. When the wife heard, instead of arguing with the husband and creating commotion, we saw the demonstration of wisdom and we saw the manifestation of sense. This is what it means to be an empowered woman, a woman of the spirit and a woman of sense. She went behind the husband to appease the mind of the king because all the king needed or all David needed was just food. And she settled the matter and then came back home to come and meet with the husband. Eventually, you know what happened? The husband died eventually. Guess what? David would not let such a good woman go without marrying her. Ladies, I want you to understand that no man in their right senses will see an empowered woman or and not want to be in a journey with them. So you could see that when we talk about an empowerment, it's a woman of the spirit. They pant after the spirit. Nothing can make you more than the spirit. The level of your commitment to spirit and spiritual things, the Holy Spirit and the spiritual things, is what drives the height of your empowerment in life. Everything in life is spirit ruled. Everything. There is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty give him understanding. So the inspiration is from the spirit. There is a spirit in man and inspiration. So in spirit supply inspiration. Inspiration is what backs manifestation. Inspiration backs creativity. Inspiration backs operations. So there is a spirit at work, and there is a spirit in man. That spirit produces inspiration. So when we talk about an empowered woman is a woman of the spirit and a woman of senses. I don't just want you to be a prayerful woman and a foolish woman. You must trust God enough to be filled with the Holy Spirit and also to receive the spirit of wisdom. Be a wise woman. A wise woman builds her house. A wise woman is involved in the raising of their children. A wise woman settles matter. A wise woman does not spread evil. You must embrace wisdom and sense to be able to live life right. Number two, who is an empowered woman? An empowered woman is a goal getter. They are goal getters. They don't just lay back looking for somebody to do something to them. They are record breakers. They are record setters. We saw that in the story we read about the daughters of Zelophehad. These are empowered women. They broke family, generational, traditional status quo. They set new records. As a matter of fact, I can conclude that they turned the mind of God around. God changed his mind because some five women came to him, they came to Moses to request that why would our father's property or possession not come to our hand? And they turned God, they were able to touch God in an area. They touched certain good side of God. They pressed the mercy button of God. And God couldn't deny them. God made a rule henceforth. Moses, from today, when a man dies and he has no daughter, he has no son, let the daughters take his possession. An empowered woman is a goal getter. They don't give up. They are resilient. Empowered women are record breakers. Empowered women are record setters. They don't just settle for the norm. When you are an empowered woman, you don't just wait for things to happen. They make things happen. An empowered woman as a single is not going around looking for a sponsor. No, you are not a project. You are God's handmaid. You are a special thing God made. I'm looking for a man that will carry my load. No, men are not body carriers. God, an empowered woman live their life in such a way that if any man comes to their life, the man is a privilege. The man is blessed. That's what the Bible says. Anyone that finds a wife has found a good thing. They are a good thing. They are a good thing. And you don't treat good things as a trash. Kamahaza. Epreno vilakatiza. An empowered woman is a goal setter. They set goals and they meet up with the goal. They set goals. They break record. They don't allow status quo. These daughters of Zelophehad, they had a choice. They could have just said, well, that is how we met it. Nothing can be done. That's how our fathers have lived. That's how our mothers have lived. No. They said no. Something can be better. They were empowered enough to understand that God can do something about this thing. Empowered women don't give up. Empowered women trust God for things to happen. Empowered women don't throw in the towel. They don't throw in the towel. They are resilient. We fight here until we get things done. I know you have tried, but you are not giving up. You are going to try again. You have pushed. I know, but you are going to push again. No woman stop pushing until the baby comes. That's what makes them empowered. You are empowered to deliver. Because what? Something is at work inside of you. I pray for everyone here now that is in the state of depression, discouragement. You are losing hope. You are losing hope. You are tired. You have been pushing and pulling and you are tired. I pray for you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive divine strength. Receive divine strength. In the name of Jesus, be empowered to break record. Be empowered to break standard. Be empowered right now to pull through in the name of Jesus. Oh, mama, adabada gada. You will laugh last. on this matter, you will laugh last. On this matter, you will laugh last. I hear God say, go and pick it up again. You have dropped it. I'm tired. I'm not doing it again. Go pick it up again, because you have what it takes to get result. We are not throwing in the towel until we get the result. We are not accepting no. We are not allowing boundaries. We are not allowing limitation. No, we break the limits in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, Lord, have mercy on me. Who is an empowered woman? An empowered woman is a woman of influence and affluence. Influence and affluence. An empowered woman is a woman of influence. They have the capacity to be able to touch lives. They touch lives. An empowered woman does not just live for herself alone. That's why I was fascinated with what you women are doing. Because in a modern generation where it looks as if what most women do is to gather to talk about others, I see women say, no, we gather to strengthen one another. We gather to pray. We gather to pray as mother. We gather to pray for our children. We gather to pray for our foolish husband. We gather to pray for our wife's husband. We gather to pray until things happen. We come to the throne of mercy to defeat the agenda of hell. That's why I was fascinated. When women pray, something happened. You know why? Because they touch lives. They touch lives. An empowered woman touch the life of other. It's like they are hungry. Who can I affect today? That is what empowered women is all about. Somebody must be giving thanks to God because you are alive. Because you live, because they meet you, they should be thanking God. You are an asset. That's an empowered woman. When they are not there, it shows that they are not there. Because they are women of influence. One of the things that empowerment does for you in life is that it gives you ability to get things done. An empowered woman is a loaded woman. They are loaded with capacity to affect the character of others. They have the capacity to develop others, to affect people positively. That is what empowered women is about. Look at the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31 that the Bible told us about. This woman affected her children, affected her husband. She even affected the community, that the husband is respected in the town meeting at the gates. You know why? Her life was a life of influence. She was not a troublemaker. An empowered woman is not a troublemaker. Well, they make trouble for the devil, but they don't make trouble for their family. Empowered woman is not a rumor monger. An empowered woman is not a backbiter. An empowered woman doesn't talk about others negatively. They look for ways to support others. Even if somebody's secret and weakness is in their hand, they say, no, not over my watch. It is not on my watch that you go down like this. No, it is not on my watch. Empowered women raise others. An empowered woman is a woman of affluence. They don't just have influence, they have affluence. Affluence here talks about wealth. They are wealthy. They are not just waiting for somebody to give to them. They are creative. They created their own source. Look at that virtuous woman, Proverbs 31, 14 to 17. The Bible says she was seeking wool. She seek flax. She walked willingly with her hand. Empowered women is not looking for, what do they call those people? Sugar daddy. No, they don't look for sugar daddy. Why do they need sugar daddy when they are the sugar? They don't need sugar daddy. They are already the sugar. They are the salt of the world. They are change agents. Empowered women, they are not looking for no. They work with their hand. She's like a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She considered field and buy it. Oh my God. See affluence. She has what it takes to buy it. That's what I'm talking about. With the fruit of her hand, she plants a vineyard. In this generation, that's mansion. With the result of what she's doing, she commands result enough to buy properties. She wasn't told real estate. She had resources to bless others. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you are not empowered enough until you have money. You are not empowered enough until there is resources. I'm telling you, this is scripture. The Bible says, I am the one that giveth you power to get wealth. So God is not just giving us power to cast out demons. This is where believers have not risen up. Especially in the fold where we are coming from. The power of God is not just to heal the sick, to cast out demons. It is also to command financial resources. The same God, I am the one that give you power to get wealth. Power.
We need to receive that one too. In Ecclesiastes, he said the one that God gave power to get wealth and to enjoy it. So there is a power, there is an empowerment, there is an endowment of heaven that makes you command financial resources, affluence, affluence. There are some places doors will never open to you until you are not only influential, but you also have affluence. You can't speak there until there is affluence. There are certain places in life that God wants you to get to, but he needed to put resources in your hand first, because some people will not hear you until they see you. They must have heard about you before they hear you. I'm telling you, an empowered woman is a woman of positive influence. They raise one another. They use their light to lighten others. Look at Ruth and Naomi. Look at Ruth and Naomi. Ruth was such an empowered woman that she would not allow her mother-in-law to go and die without smiling again. That's an empowered woman. Said, no. Ruth 1:16. Where you go, I go. Where you die, I die. I am committed to ensuring that you rise up again. May God give you daughter-in-laws like Ruth that will leave you in your days of weakness. That will care for you, not just because you are good, but because God sent them to you. Hashama Namahada. Listen to me. They are women of influence and affluence. Let me share one more and then few things and we pray. I believe this is blessing you. An empowered woman is a woman of change and character. A woman of character. Some people have influence, they have affluence, but they lack character. There are women I've met in life so proud and pompous, all because God has lifted them above their spouse. I want you to understand the empowerment of God is not for you to trample upon men. Let me settle this matter here. God is going to help you. God is going to lift you. But always come to a place and understand that the reason why God is helping and blessing you is not for you to lose your character. It's not for you to lose who you are in God. It's for you to actually lift men. The fact that you are wealthier than your husband should not give you right to disrespect him. You must understand the hierarchy of things. I know there are some foolish men. We have met some of them. In fact, we saw Bible character. The husband of Abigail, he was a foolish man. The Bible said so. But the woman did not allow what she was or who she was to make her tremble upon the man. No. If God is helping you, lift your husband. If God is helping you, lift the man. I know that's why, I speak to men too. I tell them, if God is lifting your wife, don't now become saying, is it because God is blessing you? That's why. No, you must be a sensible man and live up to the thing. Because things are changing. Now we have career women. Women are vice presidents of organizations. And here you are sitting at home. He said, I'm the one that married you. I'm the head. Well, thank God you are the head. But if you don't upgrade, you might soon become the tail. Right, I talk to men like that too. So I'm not hard on you, but I've seen that things are getting out of hand. That even those we call believers, Christian, tongue-speaking women, the way they treat their husband is alarming to me, and it's really disheartening. Ladies and gentlemen, if God is helping you, know that it's a function of mercy. Oh, some people are trying. It's not because things have not worked for them. It's not like they are lazy. They are trying, especially if you have a supportive husband. He's trying his best, but things have not just worked for her, for him. I can tell you from experiences, women get favor more than men. I've seen that happen everywhere. So you must understand that sometimes God is lifting you higher than your husband or your spouses, even above your friend. Ladies and gentlemen, we may all have started together. Some of you don't know yourself now until God starts answering your prayer. You don't know yourself. Some people now, when God helped them, this lifting happened. They said, no, who is praying women? We don't pray again. We are now classical women of Aja. Oga, listen to me. Whatever you get through prayer, you need prayer to sustain it. Whatever gets you up is needed to keep you there. Hiya. Hope time has not gone like this. Lord, help this pastor beg me. Okay, let's round up. So you must understand, women, that you must remain a woman of character. An empowered woman is a woman of character. And this also extends in ministry. God can call you and your husband can miss his call. It doesn't mean that he's a useless man. He can miss his call, but you are the one God called. But the man supports the work. Don't, because of that, now make the man look as if he's irrelevant. So he can work in ministry, can work in career. You must model your children to understand character is essential in life. An empowered woman is a woman of good character. They are also a change agent. When people meet them, their life is not the same. When they meet people, they don't leave them the same way they met them. I pray for you today. In the name that is above every other name, I prophesy that the Lord will empower you. Every area of your struggles, area of your challenges, the Lord will empower you. And I pray right now, as I scan into the realm of the spirit, this marriage, this home, where this woman is always on her knees and shouting, Lord, help my husband. Lord, help my husband. Lord, help my husband. I join faith with you today and say, Lord, we help your husband. In the name of Jesus, I see a family here. The man keep making mistake, and this mistake is affecting the whole family. He made it once and again. But here, in the name of Jesus, every manipulation, makambo lokotosa, imbrede yakata, that is working things to frustrate you and frustrate your prayer, making the myth, the spirit of error that is working in the eye of that man, I cast it out. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break the bond of manipulation over your homes and your husband's life. Now I pray, everyone praying that Lord lift my husband. Help my husband. I stand in agreement with you that God will send help to that man. His head shall be lifted. Family limitation is broken over his leg. In the name of Jesus, God will show him what to do. In Jesus' name. Listen to me. From the life of Lydia, which is like the case study of what you are looking at, I saw three dimensions of empowerment at work in our life. And then after that, I'll share with you channels of empowerment. Then we'll pray. Three dimensions of empowerment that was at work in the life of Lydia. And every woman, specifically those of you I'm speaking to tonight by the Spirit of the Lord, you need these three layers in your life. Number one, spiritual empowerment. Spiritual. The place where Lydia's name was mentioned has something to do with God. The place she was found was spiritual. Lydia was not mentioned too many times in the Bible, only two times. Out of Apostle chapter 16, verse 13 to 14, the Bible says, on the Sabbath. Now, what happened before this verse was that Paul saw in the revelation of the night a man saying to him, come and help us in Macedonia. You will have thought that the first person he would meet was a man. No, a man was used to channel the help in revelation. That was actually an angel. But when they got to Macedonia, and they got here, they were looking for a place where people were praying. And the Bible says, Acts 16:13, on the Sabbath, we went out to the city by a riverside where prayer was made. And we sat down and we spoke unto the women that were there. So Lydia, in spite of her wealth, was still coming to prayer. Verse 14, and a certain woman named Lydia, she was a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira. She worshipped God. Oh, women, hear me. The dimension of empowerment in Lydia's life was spiritual. Number one, spiritual empowerment. You need to be empowered spiritually because you are first spirit beings. You are first spirit beings. You can, if you are spiritually weak, you'll be every year weak. You can never do nothing but easily attack. She was somebody that loved God. She loved God enough to leave her business to come and serve. She loved God enough that even though she was a top woman of influence, she was found worshiping God. Some of you can no longer cry in the sight of God anymore. Say, no, we are big girls, big ladies. Humble yourself before the Lord so that I can lift you up. What you have now is not all that God wants you to have in life. She worshiped God. They saw her bowing. They saw her in awe of God. God was her first lover. And she was yearning them. She was listening to their sound. The Bible says, the heart the Lord opened. And she attended to the things that Paul was speaking. She attended to the thing that spiritual empowerment. You need to be spiritually empowered. Empowerment in prayer. Empowered. Carry spiritual fire. Carry fire. We live in a dangerous world. Don't just be a slave queen. Be a fire lady. Carry fire. They touch you, they die. You touch them, they fire. Carry fire. Your daughters carry fire. You are not just a, I'm not normal. I'm not ordinary. So, oh my God. Oh my God. I know they walk alone. I know they walk alone. That's the truth. Spiritually, you are sound. Spiritually, you are rooted. Spiritually, you are there. Number two is financial empowerment. We saw in the life of Lydia, she was financially empowered. She was a dealer in purple. If you understand what that means in this dispensation, she didn't just have a boutique. She had a manufacturing company where she was producing cloth. She was the cloth producer, not just ordinary cloth. Purple, if you know what the Bible talks about, the purple, royalty, what kings wear. So she was a dealer in royal material. She was the manufacturer of the king's cloth. She was not, she don't be my mind lady. She was there. She was a guy. She was a businesswoman. She had business instinct. She was financially empowered. Ladies, you need to be financially empowered. And in case somebody needs to hear this, I say it to those on my side here, that your husband said, don't worry, just sit down at home and I will be working. We had a situation like that a couple of years ago. That's how the man brought the wife from Nigeria. I said, don't worry, I'll be working. And the man was working. The woman doesn't know how to drive. She doesn't know how to do anything. The man was the one doing everything. Even if she wants to buy whatever, the man is the one giving money. She doesn't have any source of her own. Life happens. The man died. The woman was stranded. No job. She had never worked before in her life. She had everything she needed. She has paper. She's not like no. She couldn't work. She had about four children. She had to start all over again after having lived in America for almost 10 years. So I don't buy into that. Hey, don't worry, I'll be. No, life happens. God forbid, but life happens. So you must be empowered financially as a woman. Even if they say be a stay-at-home home, there are many opportunities now. You can work from home. You can start your business. You can do consultancy. You can do many things. Don't just sit down there. He said, my husband have money. I am a fool housewife. You are a fool housewife, nothing. There's nothing to be fool housewife for. There is nothing fool in the house. You got to have something to your name. You have to be financially empowered. I want you to understand that this is essential for your destiny and for your life. Something must be coming from you that you are also contributing to the well-being of the house and also to your own well-being so that you can also leave a fortune for your children. And not only that, you can live the kind of life you want. You can sponsor the gospel. You can be able to influence people that does not have. Then finally, number three, what kind of empowerment did we see at work in the life of Lydia? Mental empowerment. She was a sound, wise woman. She was a wise woman. She was not just a rich, foolish woman. Like we had a rich, foolish man. She was a rich, wise woman. How did I know? In verse 15, Acts 16, 15, after she had heard the word, she has money. After she has heard the word, you know what she requested? And when she was baptized and her household, she went to go and carry her husband. Oga, come here. What they call shady, but before come out with that. He brought the husband, he brought the children. That's wisdom. That's wisdom. Some of you will be going to the house of prayer. You will leave your husband. He said, Daddy, well, I like a prayer. Daddy, my mama will football. You better drag the man and say, because anybody can be a channel through which trouble can come in. You leave your children at home. He said, no, they are still small. Carry them there. What made some of us what we are now was because even in our infancy, we were just rolling in the church. We were just there. What they were saying was entering us small, small. The prayer was entering our head. Your household must also be important to you. Don't just be the prayer giant in your house. No. So that others will not bring you problem that you now have to be fighting for. She brought her household wisdom. She besought number two. She said, we are not just coming here. We want you to come to our house too. Carry this man too to our house. If you have judged me faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. She was not just making it a request. She constrained them. In other words, she forced them until they came to her house because she knew that they carry something. When you sense man too, you don't let it go anyhow. I'm telling you, she was mentally sound. She was mentally empowered, knowing fully well that I cannot afford to be a spiritual foolish woman. My household must also be saved. As for me and my household, not for as for me and myself. As for me and my household, we shall serve the Lord, not as for me and myself. As for me and my household, your household must be saved. Your household must follow you to the place of God. If your husband is not liking prayer right now, small, be influencing him. That's why empowerment is important. That's why empowerment is important. when you become an authority in the house, when the man say, they are giving me problem at work, and you now say, don't worry, I will pray. And then you now pray, God did it. Don't let him come to you and turn into a prayer machine. Say, you know why that thing worked? Was because I pray. If we pray together, things will work better. He will pray. I'm telling you, he will pray, oh my God. He will pray. But if you let him just be saying, you are the prayer woman, you are the anointed woman in this house, he will use you and he will be lazy. I see many of them like that. Draw them, influence them, charge them. If they don't want to hear your word, pray inside their food, pray inside their water, pray as you are meeting. Oh no, this is my husband. He must meet you. He must love you. You must pray him to salvation. Pray the man to salvation so that he will not go outside and one side chick that hell has sent to the world will not go and influence him. And he will now begin to bring trouble in the house. Everyone under the sound of my voice, the house spiritually lazy husband, let them catch fire. Let the Lord visit them. Let the Holy Ghost invade your household. In the name of Jesus, your children must be saved. Your husband must be saved in Jesus' name. Finally, what are the channels? Because you cannot just be empowered. You must be. Empowerment does not just come. You channel it into your life. You position yourself for it. You position yourself. Nobody empowers themselves. You invest in yourself. There are things that empowers you. Number one, I'm sharing four of them. And if you are writing, write them. Number one is strong spiritual connection. Strong spiritual connection. I've shared with you, there is a connection between the spirit and empowerment. You cannot be fully empowered without strong connection to the spirit. Your relationship with the Holy Ghost influences the realm and the level of your empowerment. You have to build strong spiritual connection. In case you are joining, and I know that there is a lot of things going on in this virtual prayer in this age and time, be there. Don't just join for being part. I'm part of praying mothers worldwide. Don't just be part. Be there. When they are praying, let your prayer be part of it. Not just that you just log in so that you won't be as if Pastor Mo will now be saying you didn't join today. No. Be there. When they are praying, don't be watching TV. You are praying and you are pressing phone. You are not conscientious, my sister. Until get kene. You spiritual strong spiritual connection. Build it with God. Build this. You must bond with the Spirit. Create time to bond with the Spirit. You must embrace the Holy Ghost as your personal friend. That's where empowerment comes. More importantly, spiritual empowerment. Number two channel is what I call the word and prayer channel. Word and prayer channel. Jeremiah 15:16, your words were found, and I did eat them, and they became the joy and the resounding of my heart, the rejoicing of my heart. Your words were found. I eat them. Your words were found. Joshua 1:8, this book of the law must not depart from your mouth. You must meditate day and night, and you observe to do. Then you will have good success. The word channel. Don't just be a listener, be a reader, be a studier, be a meditator. Meditate in the word. That's where power comes from. Empowerment, illumination, light. Hey, candeloba sataga. It comes from the word. It comes from the word. Your level of empowerment in life is also influenced by your exposure to the word of God and prayer. And prayer. Number three, I want to talk about this one. Because it is also one of the major channels of empowerment, is what I call association. Association. The kind of people you are working with can empower and influence you, either negatively or positively. The association you keep can bring you dislocation. Association you keep. Association. Some of you are praying people, but you are still in association with gossiper. You are praying, you are so. When it is prayer time, your voice is louder. Rakapakata ragodo. You even have bazooka tongue. Ragada, rigade, rugududu. But yet, you are still in the company of rumor monger. You are still in the company of gossiper. Your association. You are in the association. All they know, you are so prayerful, but the people in your circle, when they say, show me your friend, all they like is just party. And you say, you are not empowered, woman. You are not empowered yet. I'm not against party. I'm just saying that if 90% of your cycle, all they know is we die, you have not started. Who is in your cycle? Who is challenging you to become better? Who is challenging you to take the next step toward achieving your goals? Who is in your cycle that their life, you are looking at it as a model? That is what I'm talking about. association and mentoring. That's what helped Ruth. Ruth would have gone back to Moab. Ruth might have ended without any child. But for Naomi, also Naomi would have just died with depression. But for Ruth, Ruth was in her life, telling her things can be better. Ruth will go out to bring food for her mother-in-law. Naomi also was part of the journey of Ruth, empowered her with the revelation of what she didn't know. She didn't know. She didn't know how to get her husband. Naomi had those secrets. She was able to navigate her to settling down. Look at what God turned the life of Ruth to by just following the guidance of a good mother-in-law. May God give all of you good mother-in-law. The one that is not good, may God change them. God change them well. Because you need these operations in your life. Association is powerful. Association is very powerful. The people in your cycle, the people in your life. And that's what I want to challenge you with. That part of the ways we get empowered is we strengthen one another. We strengthen. I remember while I was growing up, there is this, I don't know if it's a drama or whatever, it's like a cartoon that we used to watch. It's called Voltron. I don't know if they still do it. Voltron. Voltron. Some of you may not know Voltron. Probably I'm too old. But I believe I'm not that old. I'm not that old. So don't look at me as a old man. So Voltron. You remember? Hey. So individually, they have strength. But when they come together, look at how giants they become. And whatever comes against them, that's what I want you guys to become. I want you to help aid one another, strengthen one another. One of you is drawing back. Pull that person off. Don't, no. Strengthen each other. Bond together so that you can win together. That's how we empower one another. I know you are weak. I'm not going to go and be spreading your weakness. Look at Sister Lagbaja. No, that's not why I'm in your life. I'm in your life to strengthen your weakness. I am in, and you are in my life to help my weakness so that we can gain strength together. I want you to understand, ladies, sisters, mothers. I want you to know that we can be empowered through association, through mentoring. Find a good mentor spiritually. Find a good mentor in your career. There are certain things you will never climb in career if you don't have a good mentor that will tell you this is the way to go. Things happen in the corporate world. Don't just say, yeah, we are here. We are here. Ah, you may be here, but they will not promote you. Until you have a good mentor that will tell you this is the way to go. Mentorship is powerful. Mentorship is powerful. It's a channel of empowerment. And finally, it's information. Information, especially for mental empowerment, you need information. For mental empowerment, you need access to exposure. You need this. Now we are in a global space. I have people living in Nigeria and they are working globally. They are there. So don't limit yourself. Don't say, this is the only. If I'm in this age and time, you necessarily don't need to go and spend 18 years in college before you start living well in terms of global influence and global exports. I'm telling you, information. Expose yourself to knowledge. Expose yourself to information. And I want to share some few things with you. If you are trying to upscale, you can take some certification courses here and there, and then you are empowering your mental faculty that can even increase your influence and affluence. There are platforms online where you can go to school practically for free. You can get certifications in almost everything. There are Harvard as a school. They have free certifications that people take, and many other, like Stanford University, Harvard University, MIT, edX, all of those things. You can go on Coursera.org, www.coursera. If somebody can type it for me, and I believe some of these things you probably have access to. Coursera, Coursera.org. Coursera.org. You have access to, over 100,000 courses in any field. Some are paid, many are free. If you want to see all just that are free, you can go to classcentral.com. classcentral.com. It will give you access to most of the university colleges, university classes you can take for free, and the certification is worth it. Knowledge is important. You can go to mygreatlearning.com. It's like a compendium of online schools, free classes. You can take certifications, and these are ways you can upscale.
that you can upgrade yourself, expose yourself to information and knowledge that can help you. I believe the Lord that by the reason of this encounter today, some of you, as God has spoken, it is time for a shift. You have tarried too long on this mountain. You have given room to excuses long enough. You have accepted status quo long enough. You are saying women in our family don't go higher. No, minus you. Because you are breaking the record. You are setting new standards in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And more importantly, stay with Christ. Stay with Christ. Stay with Christ. Nobody empowers more than him. Stay with Christ. As many as receive him, he gave them power to become sons of God. He gave them power to become, John 1:12. He gave them power to become. Stay with Christ. Stay with Christ. I'd like you to lift up your voice right now. Let's spend a few times praying and just begin to thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Let's thank him for an invasion. Let's thank him for a visitation. Let's thank him for his grace that has been at work in your life. I know something has dropped in your life. Because the entrance of his word bring light and understanding to the simple. Ebine katapoli, rekeske lemarando, zibi la kaparata, askina mande lebria, ruske pramosi bradia, eziza lekete la kurabara dia katala manona hila, reka bababa. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. And me, oh Lord, oh me. Lord, Agalabaragadabarabahaya. Loko kola pade inu ile re mi nu ile le nai aduro adu lode ile ile ri re adu. Remember, the first thing about being an empowered woman is a spirit-rooted woman. Lift up your voice. Lord, make me a woman of the spirit. Make me a woman of the spirit. Lift up your voice and begin to cry. This is your desire. This is a cry. A woman of the spirit. A woman of the spirit. Let there be an avalanche of your spirit. Let you overflow in my life. Root me in the spirit. Establish me in the spirit. Make me a woman of the spirit. Fired up. Ekelabarakatese liberia. Jabala katanunde. Eziza. Zikirito. Brahato. Zahata. Jakwakwa mandambrahele kotomi. Indelegezila bratova. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I'd like you to lift up your voice. The daughters of Zelophehad will have remained there until the limit was broken. They will have remained there until the limit was broken. So lift up your voice and say, anything that is limiting me from rising into my God-ordained place in life, I command it to be removed. Anything that is limiting me from rising in the name of Jesus, whatsoever is limiting my family, limiting my life from rising, I decree and declare, I break the hold of limitation over my life. I destroy and dissolve the hold of limitation over my family. Anything whatsoever that is limiting my life, limiting my destiny, Jagabalagadua. Esele paradi, yekerado, rekerida, baraskita, in the name of Jesus Christ, let it be destroyed. Limit is broken, limit is broken, limit is broken, limit is broken. In the name of Jesus Christ, jagabalagadabahasta, in Jesus' mighty name, We have prayed. Lift up your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every generational status quo that says I cannot be more than this. Generational status quo that says I cannot go beyond this. Generational foundational status quo. I break it now over my life. I am more than this. I am going higher than where I am. In the precious name of Jesus, I'm becoming a better version of myself. I'm becoming a better woman than I am right now. And finally, lift up your voice and pray that Lord, empower me right now for massive transgenerational impact. Empower me for transgenerational impact. Empower me for massive transformational, generational, transgenerational impact. My life must count. My existence must count. Empower me now. Empower me. Make me a woman of empowerment. Make me a woman of influence and affluence. Jaga braga do kotupa. Esetele me kumberiata. Eziza. Etreya. Kerado sira. Reketelimo. Kerado prina paradado. Raka satatata. Thank you, my Father. Blessed be God forevermore. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. One scripture I leave with you, and I bless you. Isaiah chapter number 41, verse 13 to 16. Isaiah 41, verse 13 to 16. For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold your right hand, saying, fear not, I will help you. Everyone under the sound of my voice, may God rise to help you. May God help you where you need help. May God help your family. May God help your children. May God help you in your career. May God help you in your ministry. Praying Women Mothers Network, God send help to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Verse number 15. He said, behold, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument with teeth. A new sharp. You will not be a dull one. You will not be an once upon a time instrument. A new. May God sharpen you. Kabalabahaya. May God sharpen you. Sharpen you in and out. Sharpen you. Ekimana kudabahaza. In the name of Jesus, may you become a major instrument in the hand of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, a new sharp threshing instrument. A new sharp threshing instrument. Whatever is standing on your way, we command them to clear off the road, because God is making you a new sharp threshing instrument. We decree and declare your results will show. No more frustration, no more limitation. Nothing stands on your path. I bless every one of you in a situation where you don't know what to do. Receive divine guidance. Receive divine guidance. Receive divine guidance. Even tonight, God will give you a visitation that will bring your restoration. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare over your lives, as he said, I want to why to say, oh, Nipana Shatishebe. May you not repeat every negative evil history. May you not repeat every negative evil family history. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will not repeat evil family negative histories. In the name of Jesus Christ. What nobody has been able to step into in your household, may God open the door for you. Step there. Enter there. Enter there. Everyone believing God for their own children, or they had one and they have been delayed from the other. Now in the name of Jesus, I speak as I hear. Open up now. Ephrata, open in the name of Jesus. I speak babies. I speak babies in the name of Jesus. Somebody's sister have been stricken with an affliction. That affliction is taking money. In the name of Jesus Christ, now I command that affliction end now. I speak health into the life of that your sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, everyone on the sound now that is afflicted with any ailment, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless all of you praying women. In the name of Jesus Christ, hear what I hear. Your voices shall be heard. Your voices shall be heard. May God make room for you in higher places. Career-wise, scale up. Thank you, Father. We give you praise and glory. It is done. Go ahead and lift up your voice and give thanks to the Lord. What a night. What a night. What a night. Lord, we are grateful eternally. Blessed be your name. Woo. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. God bless you, Sister Mo. Thank you for having me, Mr. Tokwe. I appreciate the privilege. You all are blessed, and we look forward to your testimonies. Thank you.